This is on the church calendar. We came off of Epiphany, and this Sunday is the baptism of the Lord. And in Genesis, and then we'll look a little later in Mark's gospel, but in Genesis, give us an understanding of how created the heavens and the earth and created the bodies of water. And all. It's just fascinating, and it always makes me more, I guess, an affirmation of my faith when I look around and I watch the weathermen, the people that predict the weather. I mean, they follow patterns. God created this happy place called Earth, and they give us patterns and weather patterns, and it's always fascinating how accurate these weather people can do in predicting storms coming, which we're grateful for modern technology, but how accurate they are even on the temperatures in our little area here. And how cold it's going to get at night. And, you know, it's just fascinating. But get back to what Jesus, his baptism is all about. I was thinking, I don't think that Jesus really explained the need for John to baptize him. But what it did do, it revealed who Jesus was and what his mission would be and can be and is. Although Christians have shed blood over how to understand baptism, it's the important thing to remember, it is that baptism marks our own individual entry into the communal mission of the Church of Jesus Christ. And that's to spread the good news all over the world. Now, we all know, I think, that we cannot live without water. In fact, water is so essential for life that it makes up some 60% of our body. I always thought it was higher than that, but it depends on who you research, who you talk to. But 60% water is a lot. So maybe I'm not fat as I think I am. I just got a lot of water in me. But water is a powerful symbol that symbolically allows us to understand that starts the story of creation in Genesis that Tina read. The NRS, New Revised Standard Version of Genesis 1:2 says this, that when God started creating things, the earth was formless, void, and darkness covered the face of the earth. Now, the Hebrew word translated as deep. Now, I'm going to pronounce some Hebrew words today, so forgive me, because I probably won't get them pronounced properly. But one of the things that I do know about the Hebrew language that you always got in the that's like a kah that's in some of the words. So I beg for forgiveness before I do. But the Hebrew word means sea or the deep when talking about the water. But from the beginning of the Bible, we get a sense of water's potential power, a power that we later see furiously displayed in Noah's flood, the story in which God destroyed much of humanity because, the story says, God regretted. Can you imagine God regretting that he created us? He's got to have a good sense of humor to put up with this, that's for sure. That he created sinful people. That was not his intent, to create sinful people. But sin entered into the world. Another typical biblical water story involves the escape of Israel from Egypt as the Red Sea parted so that they could cross. So it should be no surprise that water symbolism plays a part when Jesus, after some three decades of waiting to start his ministry, finally decided now's the time. The water of the Jordan River became a sign that something was happening, something astonishing, and something great. And something was the beginning of an effort of baptism which started Jesus' ministry.